fire up my teams here. All right, well, welcome everybody to our April Parks and Recreation Committee meeting. We're grateful that Brandon Federico could be here with us today from the Trails Committee. We're excited to pick his brain a little bit. I'll do a quick roll call for the recording so we know who's present, and then we'll go through the notes. Is that okay? So Sean Hall, we have Aaron Getz, Brooke Johnson, we have Gina Hurst, our City Council liaison, Brandon Federico from Trails Committee, we have Bruce, we have Andy Loosley and Haley, so present today. So first on the agenda is let's go through our notes. Did everybody have a chance to review the notes? Okay, any corrections needed? I can scan through this real quick if you'd like, if it's helpful. Just have it from a high level, last week or last month, we talked about Parks and Rec Master Plan. We got into some details there, and then America 250.
Are these notes or minutes you're talking about?
These are the minutes, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Motion to approve minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes unanimously.
Do you need names of those who motioned?
Yeah, so Sean Hall, Aaron Getz. I'm sorry, so motion was...
Andy.
Second was Aaron. And the rest was passed unanimously. Thank you. Great, so first on the agenda, Brandon, again, we're grateful that you're here. We have been working for quite a while now, probably almost a year, on our Parks and Rec Master Plan. It's taken us a little while to get going. I feel like we hit our stride probably about 6 months ago where we really kind of started getting deeper into it. We've got a pretty solid draft. You've seen probably some of the signs. In fact, there's one right out here.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get as much community input on this as we can. We know you guys did the same thing. We're kind of following in your footsteps. We're kind of just copying a lot of what you're doing, and which is great. We've seen a draft of what Trails has put together, which again is phenomenal. And so our understanding is you're getting ready to present that to committee, is that correct?
Yeah.
Or council?
Yeah. We're trying to do it like a working session.
We have a work session on the schedule for May 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, awesome. So good luck. We're excited to hear how that goes. But we're grateful that you're here because basically what we wanted to do is take this opportunity to pick your brain, right? And so we've got questions, and I'm happy to show you kind of what we put together so far, if that's helpful. We've been talking about this for a couple of months, so I'm going to open it up. Maybe I'll open it up to you, Brandon, if there's anything that you'd like to kind of lead out with, maybe you can just tell us what your process has been, what it's looked like, and then I'm going to just open it up to our entire committee here to just pepper you with questions, if that's okay.
Has everyone had a chance to see the proposal or the draft we put together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was a lot of work, but we really relied heavily on the survey first, and I believe that Bryce was able to get a lot of that information and help us out so that we could put that in as part of that draft. I haven't taken the survey for Parks and Rec yet. I'm sorry. I will. Maybe that's a requirement. What kind of questions are you guys asking, or what do you guys have put together so far with your?
Yeah, I can pull that up actually if you'd like.
And I guess what's your real goal? Because Trails Committee, it was really easy for us to, I mean, our goal obviously is to create more trails. We feel like that there's a lot of area up on the hillside and stuff that could for us to, you know, nail down our goal and put together a plan based on that goal.
Here we go. Yeah, so here's our survey. So we've had almost 349 responses so far.
Oh, that's pretty good, yeah.
So we're asking first off, so how often do you...
How many did you guys get, do you know? How many responses you got?
They had a lot. I want to say it was like over 600.
It was around...
It was a lot.
600. Wow.
It was a lot.
That trails group.
Yeah.
We do anticipate getting more now that things are warming up, right? More people out, and so I anticipate this. I think last time we met, we were at 300, so it's gone up about 50 since we met.
It's really great. My research with the general plan is anything over 400 becomes like statistically significant.
Great.
And so when people say, oh, well, not all 6,000 households participated, so we don't know what they want. They're like, no, it becomes like within a plus or minus 5% error. So
cool.
That is exciting that it's at 349, and I'm glad to hear the trails was that high too. That's really great community involvement and
participation.
Yeah. So we ask how often they visit parks, right? So that's number one. Number two, which park do they visit the most? Let me actually go to the response, probably a little bit easier. So then you can see over 10 times a month is dominating right now in that one. Which park do you visit the most? Community park, by far. What are the common reasons? So this is something we've been kind of watching. Right now it's walking. It'll be interesting to see as like the weather shifts, if that changes, you know, and you see more sports related activities or things.
I walk at the big park, and that's where my wife and I go, and it's funny because I see the same people there all the time. So I think that you probably will get more people saying that they're walking for the weather warming up.
Yeah.
I'll put some on the back stops now that baseball started.
Cool.
Too.
Yeah, that'd be great. Do you need more signs?
I've got a couple.
You got it. Okay.
I saw one that blown around that I gathered up.
Okay. So I've got an extra one. So
I have two extra.
Yeah,
so.
I've got two down there right now that I'll put up.
Okay. We ask satisfaction with the different parks, just to kind of see where people, how it shakes out. We ask them about the rating, why they rated those. We also, historically, when was the last survey? This was maybe, was it 10 years ago?
Probably almost
12 years ago. So we had some historical data. So we're asking, you know, historically, this is what people have asked for. Uh-huh. Is this still relevant kind of type question? And then additional amenities. So that's, try to keep it fairly simple.
Yeah, perfect.
So hopefully that helps.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as your committee, like do you guys have specific goals you're trying to, or are you just, I mean, what's the objective with your master plan?
I think it's to identify what the city wants now, what we could do to present it to the city council to get moving forward, and then kind of a vision next 5 to 10 years of what.
And the one they did 12 years ago was never adopted. So we're kind of going off of that to get it updated and then get it officially adopted as the master plan.
Cool.
I think some of your presence here is to maybe figure out some future park that we could do that would trailhead with a trail to kind of coincide. I think that's kind of what we're missing.
Yeah, I think that there's probably only one park that would really tie into a trailhead, and that's Freedom Hills. You already got the park there, you've already got a trailhead there. I would love to, you know, part of our proposal is to really make the trailheads a little bit more, the signage and everything a little bit more robust, and I think that would really tie in well with Freedom Hills. park, so, because you're right there, there's like a ton of people that are at that park. There's not really any other trailheads though that kind of butt up against the.
It's right below the, for Beaumont, the city owns all that property up there. So there's potential there. There's like a trailhead or plans for trailhead. I mean, we're just throwing out ideas.
Our main trailheads in Centerville are really Duel Creek. That's the most popular trail in Centerville. Parish is another one that's popular. And then the other one that's, it gets probably the most traffic is really Freedom Hills. Everything else, like if you go to Cheese Park, that's really bountiful. So now there's a lot of people that kind of go up to Cheese Park and then they'll go utilize some of those trails up there. So. Yeah, if you get a car parked there every once in a while, it just gets up to
the Pirate Road. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's also about 32 acres that the city purchased about a year ago that is kind of east of that part of Chase Lane.
That's like the Zermani area.
Yeah, it's just to the south. Yeah. That has always been talked about that maybe at some point it could be a nature type park, maybe have a picnic table or.
That would be an awesome area to have a park and a trailhead together.
And some of that is, some of the reason for that purchase was to protect. So obviously parks are great. So this is where I think you guys come together is parks in those areas are great because it preserves that trailhead and. I remember hearing a few years ago that Layton, you can go 10 miles and there's no public access to the trails. Like there's very few. And so that was one of the reasons that the city council opted to say, yes, we want to purchase that property because we want to make sure we maintain access for everybody to get onto the trails.
Yeah, we almost lost it. We wouldn't have purchased that.
Yeah, that was really critical.
Then we would have lost access really to Barnard. And if you haven't hiked up Barnard, you're missing out. It's probably the most underutilized trail that we have in the area. So,
yeah.
But that would be that's a great idea.
I mean, I'm just saying there are besides the 160 acres that you're talking about below the V, there's also a little tiny bit of property because of the well that's at the top of Parish. And Mike Carlson has talked about, he said, why don't we have a little pocket, like just a picnic table or something just to kind of, those are just things that have been floated around. That's not, you guys can incorporate that how you think, but for sure, I think that having Brandon here, I think that's one thing that we should for sure want to like get into your guys' minds too, is how do we kind of continue to keep that access to the trails, maybe through some.
Which park would be better, like Parish or Chase? So we can put that kind of in our proposal so we're kind of segueing to help you guys out in your future plans anyway.
Yeah, I really don't think we get a ton of traffic going up the Rockwood section at the top of Chase. Because like what Bruce said, it is very short and it just goes up to Firebreak. And then there's not really any trail from that specific area.
It's just a good access.
Just on the road.
Parish. I mean that area like that. That would be ideal because, and in fact, I think that.
Should we be able to pull up a map?
So
the map of Parish. Stay in the Parish.
Parish. It will also coordinate with the BST. I mean, if you talk to Jeff Euler over of Davis County, who's really in charge of that BST, he's really trying to make it so that there's more infrastructure along BST. Having a park or something along those lines would be awesome. And just so you guys know, right now our Trails Committee main focus is putting in restrooms at the trailhead for Dual Creek and paved parking. And when we approached Jeff Euler about it, he said, oh, that's adjacent to BST, and the county will go in on half of the funds, and you could get a grant for something, and then if Senator pays for half, we'll pay the rest of it. So there's anything that's along that BST section would be, I think you'll get participation with, you know, we should have participation with the city, and we should, and the county would probably also look at helping out as well.
And does the city own enough property to put something in like a bench type of?
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of, I mean, it's 160 acres. There has also been talk in city council about a potential using some of that property for a cemetery. I don't know that that's going to work out because there's a lot of road to hoe before that. Like there's got to be like a geotech plan. And when we talked about it a couple of years ago, there wasn't a lot of support to get those borings or, you know, to kind of check the soil conditions. But it might be good if I'll kind of keep that in mind too, that if that gets to that point, that if you want paved parking up there, that probably needs to be looked at. That's good to know the county would be willing to go in half. That's huge.
Me and Al Phelps were on a call, and Jeff's like, oh yeah, we'll pay half. Just like, I was like, really?
So yeah. The Dual Creek, the one that you're talking about is the South Dual Creek trailhead, yeah. Right there, where yeah. We, right above Google Maps.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the one you're talking about.
Yep.
And I forget, I've looked at the parcel map on what the city owns, and I can't remember what it owns right there.
So where
you
the
go
words,
to Davis County, yeah. Search.
Where the words are, say South Dual Creek, that's actually county property, but they're on board with
Yeah, that one, search 2.0. Yeah, launch that.
Because, yeah, we could suggest the park, maybe the county will produce some more money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then zoom in to Centerville and, like, to that B, that area below the B. It's that big, okay, see that rectangular, really far east? Yes, huge, yep, keep going. Right there. If you click on that, that will show you the thing. You might have to go in just a little further.
That rectangular.
Okay, yeah, click on that parcel in that area. There you go. That's the.
You can view parcel details.
And if you click on the one just north of it, it should be Davis County.
So we're talking about right of the border of the county and the city. Okay.
And there's more than one parcel for this. There's like a couple of other smaller ones. And so as you click around that area, you'll see
Dual Creek owns some stuff up there too.
Dual Creek owns a little chunk.
Zoom back in, and then click on that one. Where it's right where you see.
I'm sorry, I hate using this pad.
Yeah, that's really hard.
Just the one north where it has the bowl area. Oh. Where do you want me to go? Just on the north side, just north of that.
Yeah, get rid of that. Yep.
Up.
So go.
So just click on
the top.
Right
there. Yep,
just
right
click
there.
On there.
So that's the canvas.
That's the canvas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now go to the, see the little cutout on that? I think that one might be the one that.
The tiny little cutout right
yes.
there.
Yes.
I think where the irrigation is the
That was creek. Just donated. Oh, yes. That one's just been donated to the city.
Right, by that.
So that's also city property.
So right in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like how many years out do you guys have that every point so we could kind of coordinate that?
I think it depends on who you ask. If you ask me, it's like 6 months away. If you ask Gina, it's probably 2 years away.
There is like that whole thing of funding, and I don't know, I can't speak for the council, so yeah, I don't know, but I think that
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's okay. I do think these master plans help with that, right? Like it does right now, because there's not an adopted parks master plan and there's not an adopted trails master plan, it's not, you don't see it. It doesn't come, it doesn't make its way to the council very well.
But like, who do we have? Like, is the county guy, is he long term, short term? Like, do we need to jump on this now and get the county involved?
I think that the county is willing, like, right now. I don't think that that's going to go away. I think that Jeff is going to be, he's, yeah.
Regional improvements on
that. Yeah.
I do see one thing. I definitely think there is, you know, I personally have some interest in helping to make sure these things get moving along and that we kind of time them out. And yes, funding is, you know, we can't go crazy on the budget if it's not there. But the one thing that could possibly impact both of these master plans that I can see coming, that it's just that South Davis Greenway Trail that is more of an urbanized.
Yeah, that keeps advertising on Facebook really heavily. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen a lot more on that lately.
Yeah.
Ever since we talked about
that. And there's going to be there's going to be a need for funding for that. And
yeah. And you still don't have any details on where that lays out within the city?
I do. I don't. You can see it now. There is a, I think if you go to South Davis Greenway, if you searched that, I think it would come up.
In the rec center, they have all the posters up and everything.
They do.
Yeah,
I've seen it in the rec center.
In the north, it starts on the frontage road, and part of the reason for that is because UDOT is improving, like doing lots of improvements on the frontage road because of the freeway.
Right.
That's probably just the video. It might be, but it's surprising. Like, I just got a thing from WFRC, and I was like, this don't have this on yet. Like, I made a comment to tell them.
Oh, what about that map right there?
Yeah, it's not. We don't have it in the master plan.
Anyway, for Centerville, it comes down the frontage road. I think it's on the east side of the road at that point. It will cross over Chase Lane and come up the south side of Chase Lane, and then it will stay on the west side of 400 West until you get to Center Point Theater, at which point it's going to cross over, you know, where that little lighted pedestrian crossing is, right? It crosses right there, and then it stays on the east side and goes along 400 West into Bountiful. So that's the layout for Centerville. But that will run from Farmington all the way to North Salt Lake. It's meant to be a active trail for people to get to jobs, to transportation, you know, transit options, that kind of thing. So it's kind of part of the strategy in that was eventually we're going to have that ped bridge from Community Park over to the west side. It was meant to connect, it's supposed to help you connect to other trails. Like, eventually, like we're getting, we just got a grant for a huge walkway, sort of more like the same type of thing, like an urban type trail from, I think it goes from Frontage Road to Main Street on Porter Lane. So the idea is to get this backbone and then also provide access to Legacy Trail, but also the mountain trails. But funding is going to be, we'll be regionally participating in that, and hopefully that will help us to get, you know, some kind of federal type grants or state, there's state grants, there's, the governor has his initiative for trails, so we'll have to work with them, but that may mean we have to come up with some significant cost sharing. I don't know what that looks like yet.
Brandon, is there anything in the trails, or I guess, is it focused on the hillside for the trails master planning right now?
Pretty much, yeah. And most, and 95% of it's probably in Forest Service stuff. So, again, our big push is really the restrooms, because without that in place, Forest Service won't even really entertain doing anything. So, that's what we need.
So, if we're looking for connectivity to parks, that's got to be in our master plan.
Infrastructure, yeah. No trailhead, no amenities, no nothing, and no new trails.
So nothing on the West Corridor?
No, no. And this thing came out after, I mean, we had our draft put together at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. So this Greenway
this is brand new.
Pretty new. We didn't get a chance to put this in, but obviously this is going to be a big deal. So.
And you guys utilized a company to help you with your final draft. Is that correct?
I just reached out. I've got some contacts. It's just an architect friend of mine who does a lot of just weird stuff. But if you guys want his help, he's happy to get involved.
Did he draft it for you?
Yeah, he put the whole thing together.
Okay.
Yeah. We just gave him pictures from the, like, that we have taken from the hillside.
Mm-hmm.
And then we gave those to Trent, and then he pretty much put the whole thing together. And it was $0, so.
I say we move on.
That's even better.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is that because he's a friend?
No, because he does a lot of weird stuff. He does some stuff for Davis County, though. Like, he's doing the new Bountiful Library, and I was like, Trent, dude, I'm meeting with Parks and Rec, and he goes, oh, let me know. So if you guys want to pick his brain, too, on how to put this thing together, he's very creative. So all of the renderings for trailheads, all that signage and everything, he put all that together for us.
Awesome.
So,
yeah,
and he's happy to just do weird crap like that.
That's going on the official note, by the way.
Yeah, weird crap.
Yeah.
Brandon Federico.
Yeah. That's awesome. No, yeah, I think that we should explore that.
So, yeah, if you have, I would wait until you get the survey done,
uh-huh.
and then just start gathering that information. Once that's complete, I'm happy to set up a Zoom call or whatever, and that way you guys can really kind of pick Trent's brain and see what he can do to help out. So
sounds great. As you were putting this together, were there any like significant challenges or things that we should be aware of, like any roadblocks that came up, or
we didn't really face any real roadblocks. I mean, we felt like we were trying to get done by the end of the year, not last year, but the year before. So we were meeting weekly for probably 4 months, just trying to get this thing put together. And looking back, I think we lost two committee members. I didn't think I was pushing people a little too hard. So I would just make sure that you're getting input from everybody and thinking it through. Not that we didn't think it through, but we really did work pretty quick to get it put together.
Helpful.
Not to interrupt what we're talking about, but just for the record, Tiffany came in at like 7:20.
Thank you.
It's right there.
There's no person.
Yeah. So she's you gotta verbally on the record.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't do.
It's so weird having her going.
I know.
Yep. Any other questions for Brandon?
I'm available. If you guys have questions, shoot me an email. You've got my information.
Yeah.
I'm happy to get you guys in touch with Trent and start asking him some questions too.
That'd be awesome.
But he's super creative and happy to help out. So
maybe you can get him to the next meeting.
Yeah, maybe we can. Or like Brent, we may
do a Zoom call.
Yeah.
In the meeting.
What's Trent's last name?
Smith.
Trent Smith. Okay. Brandon, thank you. You're welcome to hang out if you'd like.
I just came from a soccer game and then right from work after that, or before that, so I'm going to take off. And I'll see you Thursday.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you coming.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Good
to
see you.
Thank you, Brandon.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Bye.
That was awesome. That was helpful. So I think next steps, we can reach out to Trent and start picking his brain. We probably need to do a little bit more buttoning down with our plan. How is that going, by the way, in the different sections?
I got most of mine down. So I did incorporate, because Gene has mentioned it before, kind of the city plots that we have
okay,
on
good.
The side.
Yeah.
I have put them in the 5 to 10. So there are like, I think I gave an option of Chase
parish, and then I think I did another one at the property that he was talking about as well. Because there isn't much trailhead stuff on the south of town. I mean, there is on the north, but it kind of pushes everybody to park to go up to Freedom Hills if they want a trail versus lake. We should probably have something on the south end connect the two.
Oh, that's a great idea. And I think having those things in these plans just helps to kind of, like, the one on Chase, you know, it was, the timing worked out and the Trails Committee was involved in helping that happen. But obviously having these things in the plans helps us to be, like, on the lookout for, oh, something is up for sale that may help to, like you said, to provide that parking or other things that make it a little bit more accessible.
Because then it helps you guys pull from different budgets versus, like, well, parks is only doing this, we have to pull fund it from parks versus a little trail.
Yeah.
Davis County's now involved.
The advantage that the Parks Committee has is that you have access to wrap tax funds when, you know, like, we can, there is income coming in, and at the moment the parks are getting the bulk of that. That always can change a little bit. The council decides, so I can't say it would always stay that way, but having a master plan is going to help, right? It helps to identify this is what's needed by the community, and so we can.
Well, I would think where Davis County has, we've already had the talks with them, and they've earmarked something I think we should push.
Well, definitely when you have a matching grant or funds that jump on the top of the list.
And we are lucky to have Bruce too, because he has gotten major funding, like with the pickleball courts and the playground. We were able to.
Do we know how much space?
Big hit.
Like, we should probably look at allocating like acres or.
For their park, for the trailhead, is that?
Yeah. Well, how much Davis County is willing to give up of their property?
Oh, they had an estimate of how many parking stalls they wanted to shoot for. I want to say it was like 15 or something, or 16.
Oh, so it's pretty good.
But it might be amazing. I might be off on that. It might be 20 if they're looking for a parking
lot. So maybe go in strong and then.
But there's plenty of space as far as
where
the county's on board and the city owns the other land. There's plenty of space to do some park space if you wanted adjacent to or around a parking lot. We might have to do some xeriscaping. You know, there's no irrigation.
Their road is pretty.
Yeah, they're talking about. Pit toilets for the restrooms. There's no utilities up there yet. So that would be a challenge to do, you know, a big grassy area or something. But certainly, like you see at state parks and things, the shade structure, you know, you can do picnic tables. Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is just more of a nature type park. But I think if they want a restroom up there, you're right. We're gonna have to.
Yeah, so they're talking about solar panels, so it has light and some minor electricity, and they do think that because we have a city reservoir not too far, that they can have drinking water there, which would be great to have a place to fill up water bottles and stuff.
That would be
So I guess the question is, on our part with the plan, do we move it from 5 to 10 to sooner and allocate more of what we're presenting to the city of, like, we see this as a direction that should be considered sooner than later?
I probably, if you can, like, maybe on some of that, just keep it as an option, but try to stick to what's in the survey, I think helps to understand, like, what the public wants. And so, but, yeah, I think it helps to be, you know, to say, hey, we talked to Trails and there is some consideration here for, you know, joining, like, kind of working together to provide the right facility.
Yeah, because you three live in the middle. I live on the south end of the valley.
Yeah.
Park, and there's
really. Do you feel like that does give you a south enough location to kind of
provide? Yeah, I mean, it's busy. Every night I come home, there's always
somebody. That's very busy.
There's always somebody in the foothills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either teenagers, or somebody who's mountain biking, somebody four wheeling, somebody shooting guns. I mean, it's always busy every day.
Yeah.
And I don't know where you guys join in on the trail system. Like if you guys go north or south, or if you
go. It's Parrish. That's where I go.
I hike it up Chase Lane, but I'm telling you what, that is really steep. Like for
when we're walking, we do Chase.
Yeah.
When I'm biking, I do Parrish.
Yes. I'll bike and do Parrish, walk and do Chase, and I will also bike and go up 100 south.
Yes, we've done that too.
Yeah.
So I mean, where should the priority be? Because like I think up at Freedom Hills is pretty much established.
You bring up a good point.
We need something like in the middle. Because like when we did. When I looked at the demographics, there was pockets of like the west side was a big pocket, but I don't think the previous stuff ever showed of like a pocket on the east side or the southeast side. I think the most was needed out west, east, but like out west, but something with trails would help on the east side.
Yeah, you've kind of got Island View Park and Freedom Hills Park, so something in the
middle. Well, and Island View is so far away from any trailhead system. You still have a road between Island View and some houses on either side before you get to that Dual Creek. So Island View is not a good. You'd almost have to do something in addition. And it would kind of gateway all that property that the city owns of like pushing further development if we start it right there and say, hey, like let's start looking at doing something more below the B.
I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, but I do know there are council members who are worried that anything starts up there and it will
snowball.
Yeah, but that's where I think if there's a good plan up there that helps. There's a belief I think amongst all council members that the residents want that hillside area protected and not developed, and so I do think some good planning up there helps with that, right? Like it helps to meet that desire that seems to be hugely wanted by the residents.
I have an idea that was talked about years ago, but so that's perfect. So see that Island View Park in the cemetery. So there's the property to the east of Island View Park, there are homes, those are homes.
Correct.
But then across the street, the property right on the back side of the curb of that street.
Yeah, the city owns that parcel.
City owns that parcel, and it's pretty steep, but there could be a switchback made. So the only hurdle would be to get an easement between two homes. If we get any of those neighbors that would be willing to do it, easily, because the Island View Park actually owns most of the hillside.
Hillside's pretty steep, too.
It's pretty steep, too. You'd also have to do a switchback where you get up to the home level, and then you'd have to get a couple of homeowners to be willing to sell an access easement or trail easement through there. But that could get you from where you've got a parking lot with restrooms to access up to the mountainside, to city property and trails.
Like is there any cool water features over there that we're missing that we could kind of like start a trailhead, or are they further up into the foothills?
The Dual Creek, you can see top of that screen, that's the only water that I know of that's
kind of. How far up is that?
It's not that far.
As far as like, so.
Bruce,
to
where the lake? Is that
Lee Scanlon
part of the creek?
Oh, really?
Is that
there anything
that
could
be?
First South, so it's between First and Second South.
Oh,
so
that's really tiny.
It is really tiny, but I'm just wondering.
Retention.
Yeah. So let's see. There's actually someone.
Yeah, it came up on like one search for parks. Like it looks like the city parks, right? It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
This is the city owned here too. And then there is water that runs through there that could be improved to be a stream running through it. You know, like Smoot Park has a stream running through it. And this piece is also city property, and this might also be. I think all three.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I think all three of those, we'll have to check for sure, but I think
Because that's the road.
There's a water reservoir pump house right here. The city owns. Mm-hmm.
And that's the only road you could take to get up to the V is first south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a possibility that could be.
We were up in Rexburg, and I was reminded how good their parks are great, but they have signage all over the city that tells you where the parks are.
Oh.
I love that. And I always, and I get confused. I'm like, oh, that's 100. Is it 100 or 200? Which one's the Hill Creek one? You know?
Yeah.
I think if we had some signage on like 4th East or on Main, that'd go a long ways. Or Island View is this way.
Or maybe like a map of the city and then have all the parks dotted in.
Yeah.
Oh, lots of people will tell me, I live on the north end of town, and they'll say, I've never been to Island View. Where's that at?
Yeah.
I said, well, do you know where the cemetery is? And a lot of times they'll know where the cemetery is. I said, it's just oh yeah, I remember there's a park up there.
Yeah.
But it's the other way around. When you work in the cemetery, people will say, if you say something, well, do you know where Freedom Hills Park is? No, where is that? I said, it's right on the border of Farmington.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that one.
Yeah, we do have folks that don't go very far.
I think I was gonna say this when Brown was here, but I think if we pointed out trails,
some signs,
and also parks,
maybe every park have a park map of our green space and parks.
Yeah.
I don't think that would hurt to maybe add that into the master plan. I really like that too.
Identify our park system,
park.
And in that includes
yes.
trails.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen that down in Southern Utah too, where they'll have the city park system.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good idea.
Show
it'll
where all
the raise
parks
awareness.
Are.
I think it'll increase connection to parks.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people, they always go to their one park, but they don't know about the other parks. So.
If you're interested in a water feature, so I didn't say this about Smoot Park, but if you go a little bit north, a little bit west. So let's see.
Whoa, sorry.
Let's see. We're still. Is that?
You gotta go way north to get to Smoot.
Yeah,
that's where you live, Sean.
Yeah, 1100 north. So yeah, a little bit farther.
So the technical term for that is
wayfinding. Just up
there in the
frame. Yeah.
You can see the
wayfinding.
Here
we go. This is
so
Smoot Park. So
this is
this,
so that people identify and they go, there's the park sign.
And I'll get the comment about Porter.
This piece of land is a
Porter Walton Park. They're like, I didn't even know that was Center Mills Park. I thought that was a part of an HOA. I thought that was a library, so they don't even know that that's.
No, no, you're right.
I'll get that across the water where the church is, that space, I think this also, I think both these pieces are the county.
So the county gave this, and there's an easement that's a roadway right here that is it's wide, it's a 12, 15 foot wide dirt road right here that
the county gave
permission to the Trails Committee years ago to use this, and right here's a sign that there's a fence, but there's opening the fence for pedestrians, and there's a trail that goes all the way up through here and then crosses the road, and then the city owns this piece also.
Oh.
And there's a bridge across, there's two bridges across this little creek, but then we don't have access from there to get up to the Firebreak Road. There's no trail. It's private property. There's no trail. It's private property. So you've got like the pits and Haddad is up here. And there's no connection. And that would be an awesome connection to make. And that could also be a possible trailhead where Smoot Park could be a trailhead where people could park their car, have restroom, water, filled water bottles, and go on a hike. They could go all the way up.
First, I didn't even know about that property.
You should get more involved in the city.
I know, right? I really should.
So here owns the one.
I have no idea either.
The what? Yeah. This one, the one next to it.
This is both county. Both of these are county, but they've given city easement, like I say, for this trail that goes all the way through. And then the city owns this piece.
I think we put on our city trail map that if you
Technically, if you come out of Smoot Park, either up go up to the sidewalk here, or you come out here and go up to the sidewalk here and cross at the corners where they ideally want you to cross the road. But if we put some money into it, there's already a tunnel under you know, there's possibly there could be a pedestrian tunnel that goes next to that great big tunnel, or I don't know, maybe a overhead walkway or something.
Who owns that private chunk that he's talking about where there's a gap between, right in there. Is that it?
It used to be the Hesses, but it used to be the Hess Farm, but I don't know who owns it now.
And what's just directly south of that one? Just out of curiosity, who, not that one, but, well, okay, so that's Hat Ads too, but who, the other, the smaller one?
Oh, by this is Pitt's.
Is that Pitt's house?
I think that's Bruce Pitt, yeah.
No, I mean.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Pitt, yeah.
This is the one. That one. Yeah, that one.
Oh.
Gardner.
And is this the city
that's
right
city,
here?
Yeah.
So you almost, I wonder if Hat Ads would.
That's all we need.
Even easement or.
There, I'm sure there will be opportunities in the future if it was in the master plan, because Hat Ads will eventually want to do some improvements and changes and things as that changes hands with owners and things. Now that Mr. Hat Ads passed away, and I'm sure things will happen there. So I don't think you should lose. And the more you can make that connect, the better, you know, right?
Well, especially if we can establish water rights right there, it's harder for them to develop that piece of property in the future.
When I look at this, it's such a shame that when Centerville was developing, we didn't keep that waterway through west of Smoot Park. It's too bad we didn't, it goes into a pipe here and goes over here and then goes down here. You know, it's too bad the city didn't keep that.
Well, it's a lot of good green space.
As a nice bike trail, you could ride all the way up
And so this is not in the park's master plan, or the trail's master plan? Any of this?
I wonder
if they even knew about it.
I don't think they did.
It sounded like everything was on the hillside.
Everything was on the hillside.
Yeah.
But maybe the Port Trails Committee, they have, like,
I'm meeting with them Thursday, so I'll make sure they know. I forget who knows and who doesn't as members come and go. At one time that would. So we actually did a big push to build. This was a big volunteer project to build the trail here to connect to.
And
I forget what we call that trail.
So there could be some ticket tables and other stuff up there too, right? Is it pretty steep?
We put in two bridges. There's a bridge right. There's a trailhead with a drinking fountain right here.
Change it to satellite view, Sean, up on the right.
Do the satellite.
Is that even on? I don't even think that's on our general plan. This green space.
So we have a.
Sean, I love it. I'm glad you are running that and not me.
Okay,
I like just telling Sean what to do.
Where's the road? Here? Here's the road.
That way.
A different mouse.
This has got
an apple mouse.
This has got a drinking fountain. The drinking fountain we put in, and just the trailhead, and then just a little ways up here is a bridge, and then there's trails on both sides of the creek up to the second bridge.
What creek is that called, Bruce?
Rick's Creek. And then right up about halfway up in between the two bridges, there is a cleared out area that a kid did eco project. We have a picnic table there, and it's just you can run from here across the bridge all the way up across the bridge and come all the way back in about 12 minutes. It's just a fun little hike. It's perfect for a Cub Scout group to go do a little hike, because it's down. It's a kind of a canyon, so these houses sit up high. And there's a canyon comes down to Rick's Creek. And so even though you're in these people's backyards, you can't see them. You feel like you're up in the mountains. So it is kind of
Do you think I went sledding in that? I remember sledding as a kid. I always thought it was Bernard Creek, but I think it might have been Rick's Creek.
I doubt it was here, but I think I know what you're talking about. And it might have been over more by the sand pit or rock. There was a famous... ravine that we would sled in.
Yeah, maybe that was it. So I didn't think it was that far from where I lived.
Yeah.
So I always figured it was Bernard Creek.
But anyway, see this dirt road? This is the easement, the dirt road and then there's a fence with the opening.
I always thought that was private.
There's a sign that says respectful hikers welcome or something.
Yeah.
And the trails committee put in. And then from here, there's a trail that comes down right down here, right, and then it comes back up to this corner, cross the road.
Oh, it's going to build trail.
It's not super well traveled, so you're kind of like going through the brush.
I don't think anyone knows about it.
I cannot believe I have not, in all my years of living in Sunday, that would be
fun to make some connections.
We need signage.
Right.
We need wayfinding.
Yes.
And I love the idea of, I mean, there's a drinking fountain there, but even at the park below, bathrooms of the park below, but even a drinking fountain up there. And yeah. So you could, I mean,
how,
if
right
we could
here.
Attach
Sean,
that.
Go to the east a little. How far away is the other trailhead from Rick's Creek? So Firebreak Road is right through there.
Yeah, Firebreak Road, and you've got your Freedom Hills Park up here.
What's the process for asking citizens for
there you go. There's free
access to
Freedom Hills Park. Good.
Yeah, I have no idea. We'd have to ask the city attorney how to go about doing that. It's quite, you have to go through the attorney, and then there's like all sorts of, I'm sure there's all sorts of documents.
It's probably close. It's probably pretty close to halfway between Chase Lane and Freedom Hills, but
yeah.
Chase is probably a little closer to the Rockwood Trailhead. It's probably a little closer to that. But it's pretty close to halfway.
Wow.
Yeah, because I think most people, if you don't know that the park on the north end, because it's right on the border of Farmington, know that it's the Centerville Park, not a Farmington Park, Freedom Hills.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I think we got some good things to include in our plan, right? So we'll go through these notes. We've got the transcription as well that I'm happy to send out with some of the things that we talked about that we can include in our plan here. We're at time. We didn't quite make it to our America 250. But real quick, so we've got, there were three things that we identified. So the 250 mile walk bike challenge, which Aaron and Clint, you're good.
I can give it 1 minute overview.
Yeah, please, yeah.
Clint and I have been exchanging emails. He sent me like an image of a pin, like a commemorative pin that you could earn. So that's something that, like, so anyone who completes this 250 mile challenge could earn that. And then we started, you know, putting together some of the not rules, but just some of the instructions for what this 250 challenge could look like. And it would just be honor system.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do 250 miles, whether it be running, walking, biking, whatever you want to do, just to remember.
When does the 250 miles start?
When we want it to.
Yes. Do we want to recognize people like at the 4th of July thing? Like, or even like,
totally,
you know, like at, when I did the St. George Marathon, they didn't announce people, but they had like a big board with people's names on it, so you can go find your name on there and point to it. And it's like 4,000 people, you know.
That's a great idea.
I think we, should have a timeline of when we want to kick this off or close it.
It's got to be soon.
And we need to advertise that. And then, we could do, I mean, we have a plotter at Public Works where we could print all the names and like put them up at the concession stand or something for 4th of July.
That's a great idea. I love that. So we have some stuff. If you have a place you want us to like start putting this documentation, we can. We have pictures.
I've got a shared folder. I'll just, if you want, I'll send it up. Now you mentioned maybe possible funding. Is that right? Like,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have like our own Parks and Rec committee budget, which is 400, and we haven't spent any this year. And then we have through America 250, we've received funding as well, so we can disperse that throughout the city. So I think, let's look at how much do we think we need for each project, so we can see how much we can get from.
And then July 1, you start a new budget of another $400.
Oh.
Your new budget starts July 1.
So does this year's period the next year?
No, so if you don't spend it, you lose it.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's good to know. Thank you. Yeah, so might as well.
So, like, how many pins do we want? What's the cost? We just need to get numbers in on that.
He's looking into different vendors and pricing and stuff.
Yeah.
So
great.
He had a big one, but I'm like, I think we need to go quite a bit smaller.
Yeah.
So,
we'd rather hand
he's
out more than
a big metal. $150 a piece, right?
Would a patch be cheaper?
A patch would be a great idea too.
Yeah. I don't know if it's less money or not. Maybe it's
I know that on quantity when you're ordering the patch. patches, the more you order, the cheaper the patch gets.
Per unit, yeah.
Yeah, if you're ordering three or four, I think 500, if you hit 500, it seemed like it, when we were ordering them, it's been a few years, but it seemed like you got it down to less than a dollar a piece.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Mural or mosaic, I think you two are assigned, correct?
Yeah.
Aaron,
Andy
and Aaron, just let me know when we're ready to like start getting that kicked off.
And
like when we're at that stage.
Trying to figure out my thing is the art piece and then where it's going to go up. And yeah, Andy, yeah, I haven't really talked to Andy about it or anything. Andy, you talked to an art teacher. Go ahead.
So Campbell's art teacher at Viewmont. He's done a couple murals in Bountiful. He lives in West Bountiful, so I don't know if he's going to be a good asset because he's kind of wanting some compensation. But he wanted to do like a class project with some of the students to help, but I think he's needing some compensation. So I don't know if he's going to be a good avenue to do. So I think we might have to find somebody more locally to kind of come up with a design.
So somebody who's doing the art? Is the art teacher or the students? That's what I guess maybe that's my thing. Like residents?
Yeah, I mean, I'm open.
So where is it going to be? How is it? How will people know that it exists?
Yeah, that's one of my, I mean, like
a
lot of
this. Is there anything on that back wall?
Yeah, how is anyone going to know about any of this?
What if we did it there? I mean, that's in the park.
Are you talking about just here at Spillings Center?
Yeah, right next door. The back.
There's a couple in the Lanier Center that they run our business in Bountiful called Pint Size Picassos.
Okay.
And they teach our classes and they've done things at our 4th of July, I think one of the booths or whatever, or maybe it's one of the kids
yeah.
stuff. And anyway, they would be willing to maybe do your design or help and donate, you know, not charge you.
So do you mind taking that offline, you two, working together on that?
And it's
yeah.
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 Yeah. Tamara, is it Tamara?
Delhunty.
So what is the plan, though, to like make this a community thing where people actually want to come see it, and is it going to be seen?
They're figuring out. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're open. I just think all of these things are not like things that bring people.
Well, and I was thinking if this is America 250, should we put this down at the community park where people can see? I mean, I feel like that park is attended way more than right here next door.
Yeah.
I just thought that was out of the weather.
Yeah.
Art, you're gonna need to preserve it.
Well, yeah. So that, but I was just like, yeah, where do I put it?
And down at the community park, there's not very many places.
So the Port of Walton Park shares the park of the library. They also have a covered wall.
Oh, they do. On the library side.
The same as this one that could be a possible.
So is the idea like just to create the mural there, have it displayed there, or?
And it would be. I guess it'd be permanent, right? It would be permanent art. On the wall.
Is that what you're going for?
Well, I would think if we're putting all the effort, it doesn't make sense to do temporary.
Yeah, so it would be you're painting it inside the pavilion to.
Or on the structure itself.
Permanent
art mural.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the only reason I mention that is that that's on 400 West, so it's maybe a little more visible than this park is. And it might go well with the library too. I don't know.
And I'm assuming we could have a really cool event, like for the unveiling, and have a, you know, some sort of a ceremony and talk about the significance and.
But what are we wanting on the art? So if we when we go to these pint-sized Picasso or somebody else,
yeah.
Like we need to pitch them an idea,
yeah.
Or should we just say hey?
I think it goes 250, I guess.
Yeah. 250 and Centerville, yeah. And so gratitude for our country, stuff like that.
Here's another idea. so, as you get on 215, the city's salt shed backs up against 215 as you're getting off 215.
Oh, in Taylorsville?
No, here in Centerville.
Oh, right.
You mean
yeah.
Legacy.
Oh yes, what is that? Sorry.
Sorry.
Legacy Parkway, as you get off the Centerville exit, you pass across the back side of the
City Shed.
Centerville Public Works buildings. And so they have the back side of their garages, but also their salt shed. And it has the old city logo that I know they're looking at trying to replace it with our new our new city logo. But anyway, that might be also be a possible canvas that would be very visible for everybody that's getting on and off the freeway, or the legacy highway.
On the north side, yeah.
On the north side, yeah.
I guess when I first was assigned this, I kept thinking to myself, well, the one mural that stands out to me that people thought was really cool was in Walmart, and it was like a mountain biking mural from Centerville. You know, and it's gone now. You would walk in the Walmart entrance, and there was this mural of Centerville.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, did it, you know? And mm-hmm. I was like, but other than that, I guess maybe I've seen murals in St. George. I haven't paid much attention. I should have paid attention.
I think there's one in Cafe Rio.
Something we could do here, and I don't know what our like end goal here is, but we do have obviously the July 4th events at Smith Park on Friday night, July 3rd. We are having our Founders Family Fun night, so there will be like some vendors. There'll be you know, the color guard. There'll be a concert. There'll be a movie. The children's parade is ending there, so that maybe if we're doing the mural there, that may be a time to have the public come and contribute to it, if that's like what we're wanting or an involvement, because we will already have a lot of people there, so mm-hmm. they can participate in a permanent art piece.
Okay, so
how that works, I don't know.
Right, because this is one of my other things. It's like, oh, okay, some 12-year-old wants to paint a portion of the art piece. That's going to be different than someone who's a professional.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's tricky for me.
Yes,
this is where, like, where are we on? Oh, careful.
Yeah.
Let me help your arm.
we could do a mosaic, though, where people do get a tile of some sort.
Yeah. I thought.
And it's just a
plain solid color, and they're filling in that tile.
Yep.
Okay. And it, you just tell them
that
the color.
Would be more participation.
You're essentially like, this is what color
yeah.
you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have square 75. Okay, that's
that
a red.
And you just put that where square 75
that
or where square 120 goes.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, that makes
that's
more sense to me than just having random artists come and do.
Idea.
It wouldn't
of
be
course.
As meaningful if we just hired somebody or had someone paint it. But I think
whose idea was it? Like, have they seen it done before or something?
I don't know.
Whose idea was it?
This was a group idea.
I don't know.
We voted for it, though, all of us. These are the top three that we all voted for.
Yeah, so there was like 10 different
but
ideas.
I'm just wondering whose idea was.
I don't know.
Like two
so what ideas did we pass up? Is there something different? Now that I'm curious,
too
now
late.
I have to go back to the meeting.
I can send you the list. Yeah.
The ideas.
But if you can take this offline, you two, and we brainstorm some ideas, I'm happy to send out the list again if you'd like, but it... Go back to the and discuss it together if you can.
All right, Andy, let's.
Last one, time capsule.
Okay. You are.
Brooke, have you had any chance to connect with Tyson yet?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know what the idea for that is either. Like, where are we putting it? What is it? Like, what's the event that we're doing this for? Or are we just gathering and burying?
Well,
I don't understand it either.
That's another one that, I mean, we could tie it into the July 4th if you'd like.
I know we want it. We talked about doing it with the tree planting event, but I don't know where we are.
That's over. But we're going to plant some more trees, so we could arrange planting another tree if you'd like to do that.
Yeah. So the basic idea is letters from residents, photos of the city, items from local businesses, and predictions for 2076, basically. So that was the high-level statement. But again, if you want to go back to Tyson, I mean, it's really what I think we're needing is all the questions that you just outlined. When would we do it? What would that look like? If you could come back, you and Tyson, with some ideas, that would be really helpful.
Whose idea was that originally? Like, who had that?
Probably Copilot.
Vision.
You know, we were brainstorming.
I'm just wondering whose vision it was so we can
just
add into it.
Some of them, but I didn't have them from last. Did you guys discuss more options or Constitution Camp for Kids, 250 mile walking? I saw an ad actually for Constitution already in September.
Who's doing it?
I would have to look, but I saw an ad. Time capsule on here. Banners in the city on telephone poles. I don't know, I guess include all events in America 250 in a March newsletter. Well, that's gone. 250-hour volunteer challenge, trail cleanups, park beautification, so not. And then youth service project, contest to make pins for 250 hours of service or 250 hours. Those are a few things.
Yeah, so we had a bunch of ideas. We narrowed down to these three. So, yeah, if wherever you're assigned, if you could go back, keep working through it. If you run into any issues, let me know. If it's just not working, let me know as well, and we can always pivot. Any final comment? I know we're over time here. Any final comments? Haley, anything from you? Sorry.
No, just let me know what you guys need so that we can support you.
Thank you.
We'll probably need funding if we're going to do this.
Yep. Yeah. So I think like get an idea of what.
Yeah. I'm also going to have to figure out size if we're and what even picture to put on there. You guys, I want to just keep this over for like 2 minutes. Give me an idea, like Centerville. I don't know, like what do we put Whitaker Museum in there? I don't know.
No.
Kind of throw in some.
Is there any other artists that we could approach that are
What'd
in
you
the
say?
City?
No.
Like in case you guys have summer plans, like we have a backup to get going.
There's a professional artist in my ward that does paintings.
I can ask some questions and let
Jeffrey.
I'll try
you and Tiffany now.
She's an artist.
Oh my gosh, yes, Alexis Jeffries.
Jeffries, yeah. Alexis.
Desmond Jeffries' wife.
Alexis.
Alexis.
No, she was an artist.
She's an artist.
She lives in my ward.
We had
they were in our ward.
We had
a really good.
So a couple years ago, we did chalk art at the park, and we had three or four Centerville artists that came and did chalk.
And I think maybe that's the way you do it is that's how chalk art does it. Like they will section off areas and number them. So if a professional artist can help us with that, like how do we organize this? This is what we want to do. We're thinking that's the way to go.
Okay.
And then it would be deciding what do we want them to do.
That's the last resort to pivot to if we can't.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Okay.
Any further business?
No, I motion to adjourn.
Haley,
so that was Andy.
Shirts for the committee.
Yep, they are.
Okay,
yep.
I'll second.
Yep.
Andy motions. Second. Eric gets.
I approve to close.
You don't want to double what?
This is
any
the
opposed?
Medium. Do you
have
all
in favor?
Aye.
We close at 8:15.
Haley, do we have any other sizes?
We don't have to.